first Women's Assembly and the third international conference was in Bangalore, India in 2000. And this conference ratified and adopted gender parity to ensure 50% participation of women in all PFCON activities. Although challenges remain, women's committed participation has built and strengthened the movement, and it also stands as a model for peasant women and other organizations and social movements throughout the world. Our second Women's Assembly was in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and we adopted the slogan, "Organize the fight for land, food, dignity, and life. Globalize the struggle, globalize the hope." And the continued growth of Via Campesina shows that we have done this well. The third assembly of the Via Campesina women was in Matola, Mozambique in 2008, and that was the fifth international conference. At this conference, we saw the launching of our global campaign by men and women of Via Campesina to stop violence against women. Violence against women is only one symptom of a corrupt, capitalist, patriarchal system which puts a price tag on everything on earth: air, water, land, human beings. Other symptoms of this corrupt and unsustainable system are mass poverty and hunger, forced migration, environmental degradation, the concentration of wealth and political power in the hands of 1% of the population, and the stifling of the voices of civil society in their own governments. Armed conflicts and war are another disturbingly increasing symptom of a system which is dying and refuses to deal with that reality and go peaceful. So as members of Via Campesina and Via Campesina women, we work to reclaim our rights for ourselves, our societies, and for Mother Earth by fighting on many levels for agrarian reform, women's rights and human rights, for food sovereignty, for biodiversity, for peace and climate justice. We continue to make alliances with other organizations and social movements to strengthen these essential and ongoing struggles. In this, the fourth Women's Assembly and the sixth International Conference and the 20th anniversary of Via Campesina, we assert our place as women equals in this truly miraculous movement begun by women and men with a fire in their hearts and a vision for justice and the will and strength to grow this spark of an idea into the largest peasant social movement in the world. We honor and celebrate the strength and the vision and the sacrifices of these men and women who, with very few resources, beyond hope and determination, organize the seeds of this organic homegrown movement for a sustainable peasant model of agriculture and society where human dignity, the common good, and stewardship take precedence over what the World Women's March calls the violent mechanism of accumulation. We must thank these women and men with our own commitment to continue to struggle into the next generations to make their vision of a new, just, and sustainable society a reality.
Slowly.
Our women's slogan for this fourth assembly is "Women planting struggle and hope for feminism and food sovereignty." As women of Via Campesina, we wish our declaration from this women's assembly to become part of the declaration of the sixth conference to include the equality of gender without discrimination, the fight against all forms of violence, the actions and training to be made to overcome barriers to all kinds of all kinds to the advancement of gender equality, the growth
of women's participation in public policy through education, resources for development, and appropriate technology. The vision and principles of Via Campesina have literally, like our lands and our territories, been nourished with our blood, sweat, and tears. There is only the way forward. There is no going back. We will continue to grow, to bring hope, to teach, to lead by example, and we will not disappear. Long live Via Campesina and the brave women and men peasants who are the movement. Viva!